is a tit, enough hair that you make cement with. And tit, if you carry out tit itself, last is pi kur shot surfe zug. Trashi sayer hair, that's the yofla tit. You used to put hair in the cement. How can you see in tit? How much of the cement you chayiv for them? The last is pi kur shot surfe zug. Sid, the Mishnah says, you want to carry out lime, they lost the bnois ketana. In order to put enough lime on the bnois, the young girls used to put the mokim erva to make it softer, or else to take off the hair there. Tona, because they lost the etzpa ketana shavabonis. How much lime do you have to have to put on an etzpa ketana? Not the mokim erva, not an etzpa ketana. So Drashi etzpa ketana, darka lost to this kol aguf lahadim. They used to put the seed on the whole body, loud ask of mokum erva, but to make themselves a little bit more red, they used to put the lime all over the body. So if you have a shear to put on espek tana, that's also a chashv shear. Amar Rav Yudam Arav, but I see swal shagila pirkin. Hey, the young girls used to come 12 years old, used to come to come godless pirkin. Vulahi gila shonim, or else it means the pirkin means they had hair already, but they didn't come to shonim, they weren't 12 years old yet. Trashi Shagia Le Pirkum Le Gia. Shavio Shtei Starus. Says, by Mokin Erva, he had 2 years already. Of Le Boy Le Chlau Shonim. The Haruyas Lekach. Om Is Baishas Padov. They used to be embarrassed that they were too young, and they used to have hair already, so they're embarrassed. What they do is, B'nai Sanim, the poor people, Taifla Seis Tam Asid. They used to be pushed lime, shmir lime there, and that would make the hair fall off. B'nai Sashirim, the richer people, Taifla Seis Tam Vesailis. They used to use Selis, means flying flower. The nice malachim, the very rich people, teflas eisim b'shem and amor. They used to use special olive oil. Shenema shisha chadoshim b'shem and amor. The my shem and amor, what was it? Ravuna rachi yoma sitchis. Sitchis. What sitchis? Nebiyamia. It's on side saying. Not sure. Pirish shem and amavushim. Smelling oil. A sukh is smelling on the side, it says, shemin and mavushim. He's smelling the shemin. We have Yirmiyah Rababu Ama, shemin zayis, it means olive oil, shlevi shlish. He took it from olives that didn't grow a third yet. And those olives, you squashed out the juice, the oil, that's called shemin, shemin amor. Tanya Buda Oimer. And fiknun, what is that mean? That shemin zayis, shlevi shlish. It's called on fiknun. Why do they smear this on him? Shemashir es hasheir. Or matna bosa. Those two things. It takes off the hair. So these young girls that have hair before their age, it takes off the hair. And also matna bosa makes the skin smooth. Raviva hevelay brater. Raviva had a daughter. Tofla aver aver. He mamash smeared the lime all over her, on every aver. Shokala dalad meyazuzi. I mean, it helped his daughter very much. It became beautiful. When it came to marry her off, he got a nod and the shver gave a $400 for him. It was a good thing. Drashi, Shokal Badal Mezu, Drashi, Shinesiafio, the Kov Tzalei Al-Mugonim, they wanted to marry her, but not the mumin. They paid the shver money, they paid her father money to be able to marry her. So it could say, it's good to shmir her. For who, Nochi, was a guy, Bisharisa in the neighborhood, Hevele brought the also had a daughter. Mustam he saw the way Yerim's daughter came so nice from shmearing with lime, he also wanted to shmear his daughter with lime. His toflo bechad zimna, he took lime and shmeared it over the whole body of his daughter, and she died. Oma, so the guy said, Kotla Rabibi Labrati, because Rabibi, my daughter, died. Omer of Nachem, what's talking of Pshat? Rabibi, the Shosh Yashich, Rabibi used to drink a lot of beer. Sumela, Bayin, Bante, Toflo. It was good for his daughter to have the shmearing. Shmashi Hashecha Mashchir Mabisayim. They drink a lot of beer, it makes you black a little bit, and it makes you have a lot of hair. Therefore, it's good to put the tuffle around you. Abanan Ost, Loishasin Shichra, we don't drink beer, Loiboyim Bantan Tfailim. Our daughters don't have to have, Tfail doesn't have to be rubbed. So, Vaisis, the guy didn't drink too much beer, so it wasn't good for him to shmear his daughter with lime. Mashenkin Rabiva that drank a lot of beer, then was good to make a lot of, to put lime. If you do I make they lost his Coca-Cola. If you just have a smaller shear, what do you use lime for? To smear over Coca-Cola. For the Gemara, my Coca-Cola, what's Coca-Cola mean? Oh, my Andifa. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said two shearim. One man the other said the shear to smear over Coca-Cola, and one said the shear to write over Andifa. What's the chilk and what are the two? Omarav, Sidoi, Ubas Sidoi. It means the hair that grows on the temple, on the side of the loin, comes further down. Shrashi, Kukola Tzidoi, Timplo, the hair that grows on the temple. The Sada Noisa used to smear it with loin. Lahashkev Aset, keep the hair in place. Basidoso, Lomatimenu, even a little bit lower than that. Loser Sayer Dak Vuandifun. If you have Swishad small hair growing, like on a beard, it's lower than a temple. She had hair growing, she used to put lime there to take off the hair. So the Mar Bazet Lemain with the Shir Reb Yehuda Nafish. Mazai said, Yud is saying a bigger shear than the Rabbonin. Because if Yud is saying Kukola, that's more than the Espektana. It's a bigger shear. Drash the name of the Shudra of Yudin Ofish. But to me, of a Kaimlon, Gabi Gam made the Shudra of Yudin Zutram. Or Machim the Shudra Shabbos. So how can they say here it means you need so much lime to put over the whole temple? It's a bigger shear. And the Mark of the Mark, Kaimlon, the Shudra of Rabbonin Ofish. And the Gemara, Zutra mit Rabbonin. Rabbi Yehuda's shear is smaller than the Rabbonin, but Nafish mit Rabbi Chemia. It's only bigger than the Nechemia Shita. Rashi, Mishani, Nafish mit Rabbi Chemia, Zutra mit Rabbonin. The Yam we lost to the Espektana. The Rabbonin say you have to smear over the whole Espektana. And if you hold just enough to smear over the temple, Mashmat's a smaller shear. Just it's bigger than the Nechemia shear. But the more Meisvei, still shear. That can't be the Pshat, and we smear the line on the temple, take off the head that's growing downwards. Meisvei, Amar Rebbe, near and dear Rebbe Yehuda that says you need lime to shmir on the temples on the Kilkala Bichovet. Bichovet Rashi Sid Hanimuach, very smooth lime. Hanimuach, very liquidy. But Mayim Harbi, Shiwase Losa Kukola. That's used to shmir on Kukola. We'll soon see what Kukola means. Mashanki Vadivri of Nechemi Vibetis. That's lime that's a little thicker, harder lime. Now we the two shiurim are on the chemin of Yehuda. One means the hair right under the line, the temple, and one means the hair further down. But the ma'id v'idi chavet, both of these two places, it's shchiach to put wet lime. So after you said that the nechem shita is good when you have thick lime. If the stogam are taken off the hair on the temple, they both have the same shear. Both of them need liquidy lime and not beitzes, not the thick lime. So it doesn't stim. El Amr Rav Yitzchak, Amri Dvei Rav Ami. Andifa, what does it mean to say means Andifa? What's Andifa, Rashi? Rashi Yidividi could call it Andifa, Tavayu Besit Chavit. And the Muach Sad Noisei. It's very, very liquidy lime is good. Andifa, it means Kli Cheres. It's talking about type of a Kli Cheres, earthly Kli. For Loi Shnei Dodin, the two spouts to it that the yarn comes out. Achas Lamala, one spout is higher up. V'achas Lamata. Shereish lemaloisin, you want to fill up this kli, say some etzadad, you hold up the spout, atachtim, loshen adifa shtei peis, that's too high, two parts to it. So the type of a kli that you store wine in, and you want to stuff it up when you want to fill it up. So you stuff it up with wine. Maskel of a kahana, v'chiyad ha-maisa maisa v'anparius, as people waste the money. But you don't put wine into a kli cheris, you ruin the wine. There can't be pshat here. Elo amra al kahana, shansois. We're talking about you making marks on the kli. Trashnasis means simonim kli cheres godom. Veshpoi blitas blitas kimin agoizim katanim ad kanasur. You have a big glass, and you want to make simonim on the glass to know how much is a saw, how much are two saws, how much are three saws. So you have a big kli, and you just smear a little bit sid on the side to make like a mark to know how big it is. That's what it is. That's a small shear. Like Moshe. Okay, Shnasis. Kritnan. Shnosos Hoyu, you used to have in the Beis Hamikdash, you used to have the Keli, would have shirim on him. Behin Akan, Lapar. You used to have a shear of a hin, for yayin, that's used for the carbon of a par. Akan Lion, this is how much yayin you use for an ayin. Akan Lekevis. So that's what it means here also. It's a small shear to put the lime on the Kli. Your boy is saying, Mamayan Difa Apusia. What's this Apusia? Gashia Apusia, Padachas, Shleib Mokim Seir Lahadim. Stam, enough lime to smear on the forehead. Stam, to make your forehead red. It's like makeup. It's not made to take off the hair. Stam, made to make your forehead red. V'chiho dihu baglila. As a maestro with a baglila, the glory of the bubble came to bubble. The armor they told him, kum dorashton b'maestro makova. Give us a drush to talk about maestro makova, which really is also to dashim rab maestro makova. Maestro makova is only mutter to learn b'yechidus, not rabim. Omalu, they told him, Edris Lechu, Kedorish Reb Nechemia Lechavri. Dash like Nechemia de Lechavri. But Nofik, when he started to dash, and Nofik Arisa Min Kaisel, Arashi Tzira, a hornet, came out of the Kaisel, Omachta Biendafi, hit him on his forehead, or missed, and he died. The Omalu, Mindiloi Dole. Rashi Mindiloi Dole means, Miyodoi Hoysa Zois, you caused upon yourself. You shouldn't learn the Maestro Makovah. So see, a panda here means the forehead. That's Pranal Mishnah also. Enough, a small amount of lime that they didn't use to cut off the hair with.
They just put a little bit on the fire to make the fire drill.
We're holding the Mishnah and our Peyam base. So the Mishnah, Adoma, what's the sheer choshev of Adoma piece of ground to Nechai if you're carrying out on Shabbos? Is Kechoysim Hamatzufim. Enough of ground to make a chosen, to make a seal, Hamatzufim, that's like a suitcase that you carry out things. We used to put a chosen from Adoma. So Rashi, Matzufim, Sakin, Asun, Miklipas, Eitz, Godush, Neishim, Bapamaktiyo. Used to carry around in their suitcase the sales what they would sell, and they would seal it up with a chosim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, the Rachom Maimrim ke chosim higoras. Chom say a smaller shear, enough to seal up a letter. Zrash Yishla Yikra Ishbehem. They don't want people to read the letters, so they used to seal it up with Adomam. That's a choshev shear Adomam, and you can make a seal on a letter. Zevel Zati Mishnah, what's the shear to carry out Zevel on Shabbos? That's manure. That's what use for fertilizing. Rels v'chil hadak, like sand, very thin sand. Kadei lezava klach shakruv, enough to put and fertilize a klach, one stalk from a cabbage. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, the chom maimim, the chom seiv, the smaller shear, de lezava krisha, enough to fertilize to put on top of a leek, like krisha zatrashi kaflot v'shura zutim shakruv. It's a smaller shear than a cabbage. Chil hagas, what's a choshev shear of thick sand to carry out on Shabbos to be chayiv? Chel hagas, thick ones. They liten amole kavsit. They used to mix it up into the lime, enough like a handful to put into lime. Rashi and Mishnah. They liten amole kav, a spoonful to put into the seed. Rashi amole kavsit more forish kasha sayodin. It means the spoon that the sayodin people working in lime used to use. Konis, a konis, says the Mishnah. What's the choshev shear by reed to carry it on Shabbos to be chayif on? Kedei last is konis, enough to make a pen. Used to make pens out of reeds, so that's a shear. V'yemoye over, let's say the reed was too thick to make a pen out of it. Oy merusam, also there was like cracks in it. You couldn't use it for a pen. How much? What's the shear then to be chayif for carrying it on Shabbos a konis? Kedei lavashu by beit akalish or beitim, enough to burn to make fire to be able to cook the easiest egg that's cooked. Trufa, the egg is already scrambled up. Unesuna biyufa, so put into a pot. It's the easiest way of cooking the egg, that much kona to make the fire, yechayif with, if you carry that on Shabbos. Zati Gemara, al mole kavsit, what's the shear for choyel hagas, that means a thick sand, thick like sand, is to mix it in with loin. Tona, Kedeliten al pi kasha sayodim, means to put on the pi on the opening of the spoon that sayodim use. So the more man tana the choil malale lesid, who's the tana gal mishnah says they used to put the choil, the sand into the seed, mashkin was good for it. Rav Chizda Rav Yehudi, it goes according to Rav Yehudi. Titania, lo yisa dodim es beisrei besid. As after the churban abai, as after the churban, you're not supposed to put nice white lime on the outside of the house, it's too fancy. Unless you mixed inside with some straw or some chel, that's the Tanakama. Mashma, if you mix chel in the seed, it takes away from the whiteness, it's not so choshev, so it ruins the seed. That's why it's mutav. If you do a teven mutav, if you mix straw, that type of ruins the seed. Of a chel also, even though you put some sand inside it, it's still also, because mashma, according to you, the sand is good for the seed. That's Pshanal Mishnah, the shear of sand is that you put into the pea or the spoon of a lime. And why is that the Gemara? Mutter Yechel Zosem, if Ne Shu Tarchsit. He's a beautiful that the Chel makes the lime even stronger. So it's good for the lime. That's why you put the sand into it, and therefore it's still also to make the house that way. Rav Amnon, I feel Temerabon, even if you want to say really choil makes it darker, it ruins the lime a little bit. Because lime is nice and white, and now that you have the choil inside that makes it ruined, it takes away from the whiteness. So why should we be mishai of such a sheer eye, the curve, which ruins it? People won't use choil when the handling would seed. The Teretz is, Afil Temerabonne, Kikula Ezel Tekune. Faker. Since this sand is being the calc of the lime, it takes away from the whiteness of it, therefore now you're allowed to use this lime and shmear your house on the outside. Therefore people will use it. So Mikra, then it's bad. But Mikra, then it's also to use the white lime to make your outside of the house white. What's the heter? If you add some dirt, so some sand, a choil hagas, that's going to make the lime a little bit dirty, now it's mutter to use it. So therefore people put the sand inside the seed and in order to have a heter to use it. Therefore that's the shchosh of a shear, how much sand you would use for the seed. But Kona zog the Gemara kedei lasas kumas. That's the Mishnah's din, that you have to have a reed long enough to make a pen. Tona kumas amegila kishri etzbaisa. Has to be, the pen has to be long enough that you write with and ends to the knuckles of your hand. The kishri etzbaisa, the joints of your hand. Boy ravashi kishri elyun, that's mean the top kishri elyun. Oy kishri atachton, or else the bottom kishri teiku. What's called kishri elyun, what's called kishri atachton, is it Rashi? Kesher Elyon Shalem Tzayad, the middle of the hand itself, that's called Elyon. Or Kesher Atachten Shalem Tzetzbar, also means in the fingers itself, the joints of the middle of the fingers. Like more by takeaways, how long does the reed have to be? V'imoy Ov Aluyitzu, the reed was too thick, it's not right to make a pen out of it, then you need the shear to cook the easiest egg. Tona, Trufa B'Shemen, the egg was already scrambled, mixed up with oil. It's easier to cook that way. It's Rashi Shemaheras Lavashla. It cooks even faster if it has shemen inside it. Unesune Biufis was also put in the pot already. Omale Ma Brei, the Ravina. Lebrei, he's the Ravina, he's the son. Mishmi Lecho Beitzakala Mai. Did you hear, did you learn what's around the Mishnah Beitzakala? What's called the Beitzakala? An easy egg to be cooked. Omale Biusa de Tzotzola. That's Rashi said that's a oif cotton, an egg of a smaller bird. So he thought about the egg is so small it's easy to cook it. So the Baruch was like, my time, what are you saying this Baruch? Mishum de Zutra, of course it's a small bird, therefore the eggs are very small. Eimad it's a pirta. Why don't you even say a smaller shear? Say a smaller bird, it's pirta. Ishtar kept quiet. Omalek, the answer, Nachamo, Midi Shmilucho Bohor, did you hear anything about this? What's Trana Mishnah? What's called the Beit Zakala? Omalek, Hochi Yom Rav Sheshis. This is what Rav Sheshis said. What's pshan beitzakala? It means like a beitzatanagulis, like our chicken eggs. Oh, my coral of beitzakala, why is it called an easy egg? Well, shiurei chachomim, shom the chomim shat top. Ein lecho beitzakala levashel, there's no easier egg to be cooked. Yoysim a beitzatanagulis, more than the egg of a tanagul, of a chicken. If the chicken egg is the easiest egg to be cooked up. What does that mean, easy? It cooks up fastest. Oh, my shino, kol shiurei shabbos kegregris, any shear, what's not gay to Eichlem on Shabbos, we say the shear is almost gregorous, a dried out date. How come here if you're shatzing up how much kona you have to carry out on Shabbos? They're saying it's a chosh of a kona to be able to cook Eichel. How much Eichel a beitza? So why we mishai the shear of a whole beitza? We should mishai how much it is to cook off the size of the gregorous of a beitza. And the more anachanami, or malay, hopi yom rab nachman, ki gregorous mi beitza's kala. How much of the egg has to be cooked up? What's the shear? How much reeds do you need to make the fire to be able to cook eggs? In the Chnami, only a gregorous of the egg. Once you can mavash the size of a gregorous of an egg, that's enough kona to be chayy for. Trashing to gregorous, we bait us down the gerlis. Shema meheras lavasha, that cooks very fast, very easy. But like a bait us lay mashura, in the Chnami, you don't have to be shayer. How long will it take you to cook the whole egg? Enough to measure how long it will take you to cook the size of a gregorous of an egg. Let's finish now.